Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Another hack attack. The latest victim, Google. What you need to know.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Hackers this week sparked a hugely sophisticated phishing attack that spread like wildfire. The attack took many off guard as it involved malicious emails masking as a message from Google Docs, which very likely made this hacking successful. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
Let's break down what happened. What was the trap that was placed here, this phishing trap? How were these hackers able to trick users via the Google Docs app?
Well, ease of use. That's the key to all of this. When you use Gmail and Google Docs, it's quite common to get an email from somebody offering to share a Google Doc with you. And we're very used to clicking to get access to our documents. We've all been trained not to give up our passwords and our usernames and to be careful about opening Word documents or Office documents when we get them via email, but we're less wary about opening up Google Docs, and that's how it all started. Somebody started sending some email saying, you know, I've invited you to view the following document. Open this in Google Docs.
Mm-hmm. It speaks to how phishing is among the more dangerous types of hacking because, you know, what made this hack so successful, like you said, the fact that people are more likely to click on links received from people that they actually know.
Well, you know, the we were reporting in the summer about attacks on members of the Democratic Party and, you know, that were thought to have been committed by, you know, nation state level Russian hackers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the material that was obtained during the election came from phishing attacks. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, humans are a pretty weak link in all of this. There are lots of weak links in mm-hmm. when it comes to computer security, but we, you know, we don't like to be held away from things that are of interest to us. And so if you can construct an email or a message that we want to get at, then we'll do what it takes to get at that message. And sometimes by doing that, we end up giving up our passwords or exposing our data. And that's certainly what happened. I mean, to take a little tangent here, what's really remarkable to me about all of this is Google said 0.1% of their users were affected by this attack. Well, Google has a billion Gmail users, so that's
right.
A million people. Google said that the attack was finished in 1 hour. So that's a million people in 1 hour. Fell for this, which is really remarkable to me.
Now, victims of the scam included journalists at CNN, The Washington Post, and our very own Wall Street Journal, non-media companies as well. Is the goal of the attack clear just yet, or at least are there any indications as to some possible intentions?
The more likely explanation, which seems to be that this was, you know, this would be a great way to get a harvest of email addresses. So when you know, as the attack, how the attack worked, you clicked on it to open that document, and then you're brought to a page that asked you to give an application called, in quotes, Google Docs access to your email addresses and to your email. And if you clicked yes on that, then you were a victim, and then it would basically send the same email to all of your contacts. So by doing that, the hackers got access to, you know, the contact list of a million people. Now, in theory, they also got access to all of the email of a million people as well. Mm. Google says they don't believe that any email was downloaded. I'm not sure how they know that, but they say not to worry about that. But still, this would have been a great way to harvest lots and lots of email addresses.
Yeah, and easily so, right?
Yeah, and so those are useful because if you want to break into, say, somebody's Amazon account, there are sort of systems you can use where you you take really commonly used passwords and then just try a bunch of different email addresses with those commonly used passwords, and then, you know, some small percentage of them will work, and presto, you're in an Amazon account or you're in a PayPal account or something like that. So email addresses alone, you know, that are actually being used by people are actually pretty valuable to hackers.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan about the latest hack hitting Google. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thank you for joining us. So this serves as a reminder that we need to be careful. How do we fix this problem before it starts? What's a lesson we can learn from this most recent hack attack?
Oh my gosh. In this case, the way you would have known that this was illegitimate was, well, I mean, you could write back to the person who sent you the email and said, are you sure you want me to open this doc? What's inside it? When somebody sends you a doc that doesn't have any explanation of what it is, it's just like, I'm sharing a doc with you.
Right.
You know, be a little skeptical about that. And especially if they're in the same, office as you are, you could just ask them,
right.
Did you mean to send
Easy
this
enough.
To me? So yeah, when something comes that's just like out of the blue with no obvious explanation, even if it's from someone you know, be a little skeptical on that. When you clicked on the open in docs here, link here, there was a point where it said, do you want to give this app access to, you know, your email and your messages? And when you see something like that, then always, you know, think about whether you
right.
whether you really wanted to be doing that.
One of those cases where it's common sense, it still works.
Oh boy, yeah, but this is, you know, the thing I don't understand is how it is that somebody can create a fake web application that works with Google's system called Google Docs that isn't really Google Docs. I mean, that's what happened here. And you have to think that the security people at Google are kind of looking at that today and wondering, you know, looking for ways to stop that from happening again, because that's bad.
Yeah, just a reminder of how vulnerable we truly are, and just to be as proactive as possible. Bob, thanks
yes.
for the latest, as always.
My pleasure. Talk to you later.
Thanks again to the Journal's Robert McMillan for joining us. That'll end the Tech News Briefing for now. From the Wall Street Journal's newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.